Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Sky Lesher, Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Director, Office of Financial Management at the U.S. Department of Interior. Well, Sky, in our last segment, you were just finishing by talking about the department. What do you think are the greatest management challenges there?
I think there are a couple, and I mentioned some, but let me expand on them just a bit. This issue about human capital, for example, if we look at our financial operations, and we've done that and monitored this, we have a very experienced financial management workforce, which is to say that many of them in their late 40s, early 50s, some of them over 60, could basically come in tomorrow and say, okay, I qualified to retire, and out goes a 30 years worth of knowledge. We have not backed that knowledge up the way we should. We have a lot of it in policies, but the how to use those policies, I think, is going to be one of the challenges. And we don't generally staff ourselves with that extra 10% of the staffing to allow us to train the people behind them. We tend to basically staff ourselves at the bare minimum, and that's going to be an issue we're going to have to deal with. It takes a long time to replace positions, and that means that not only do you not have the person there to train them, but you have a period of 4 or 5 months that nobody, or at least a temporary person, is covering that position. The issue of computer security, certainly within the whole difficult area time that we're in right now, we've been talking a lot about physical security, but the computer security issue exists, and we need to invest dollars into that arena. And we probably, this, in fact, I know that at least from people I've talked to, we probably are not investing the kind of resources we need to devote to computer security. And I will say that many of our systems are old, and once you get through the firewalls, that can be a concern. I think we have taken a lot of steps to protect that, and I would say that we work very closely with the CIO community to do that. The issue about just investing in our infrastructure, the security, but the technology infrastructure, the application systems, many of which are very old. We have a number of systems, very high percentage of systems, that are planned to be replaced over the next 5 or 6 years, and that we're going to need to invest very heavily in that whole area of systems within the federal government.
We know that there are many federal government agencies that anticipate a need to modernize their financial systems. Could you talk about some of the critical success factors?
Yes. One of my responsibilities is as the chair of the Financial Systems Committee of the CFO Council. And the Financial Systems Committee has tried very hard over the past 5 or 6 years to basically try to address some of these issues. There are a couple things that are really important. One is we certainly need to have a clear understanding of what our requirements are. And we've used the JFMIP to put together teams to help define those requirements. It's not a complete set of requirements at this point. We have the framework. We've certainly worked on something referred to as the core financial systems, and that is we actually test the software as part of a regular program. We have other requirements that are for other parts of that system, or the suite of systems that are needed for financial management, that have requirements but do not go through the testing process. And we have some of those requirements that we're still basically developing. Those will be important. And JFMIP is critical and has done a great job on what they can in terms of dealing with that. But there are some other areas that are going to be very important. One is to really look at our overall processes within the government. We've tried that in the arena of travel, but we need to do it in a lot of other areas to streamline and basically set those processes so that they can be automated in a more streamlined fashion. We need to build off the private sector models, but then it has to be adjusted where necessary because the federal government, through legislation, acts of Congress, a whole variety of things, have set up certain rules that we have to comply with. We need to deal with the standards issues so that we have more consistency. We do that in the financial reporting with something called the Standard General Ledger, which is a code that we establish for reporting for the financial management or the reporting financial information for financial statements and reporting to Treasury and OMB. But there are other areas where we need to have standardization, and it's without that you can't develop the interfaces between the various systems. We need to basically do a better job in ensuring that the software that's coming from the vendors that are supporting us meets our requirements, and that they understand the environment that we have within the federal government, because there's a tremendous need for understanding and education and training, and the implementation costs are often much more significant in the area of the training, the process changing, the change management, than it is actually in the software itself. And then I would say that the whole area of leadership, which is senior management, needs to understand the importance of these systems. They need to be able to recognize that they need investments, and they need to support them. And keep in mind that the tenure of the political officials is give or take 18 months. And so there's a need to find some way of having the continuity for a project, which these projects need to have, be able to implement it, pieces of them over 6 months to a year, but they're part of a program that generally goes over many more years than the political official's life within the federal government. So we need to find ways of being able to carry these projects through their completion.
Could you talk about what you see as the advantages and impediments to IT outsourcing of financial systems management?
I think that there are a couple of things that are important with regard to outsourcing. One is that we are doing that. We've been doing it for a number of years. We started by just outsourcing development of code, right? Because we would buy the programmers. Then we would buy custom developed code for the federal government, and then we try to share that. And then we move to buying commercial packages with the notion that they were really, well, we ought to be able to just implement them. And then we find that they really didn't meet the requirements of the federal government, so we would customize them. So then we have problems maintaining them. Then we would try to basically implement shrink-wrapped, just bring it in, just put it in there, and that'll solve our problems. But that didn't really address the fact that you have to have people be able to use it. So you have all this training associated with it. So I think we're working on that whole issue. The issue about, how far and how much you outsource. Again, in the financial arena, the government cannot outsource the responsibility to have good, accurate financial records. They can outsource the development of the systems. They can outsource a good piece of some parts of the implementation process. But the responsibility remains in the federal government. That means that you can't outsource the overall project management. And I'd say that you can hire project managers, but you still have to have project managers inside the government to oversee these projects so they don't basically overrun costs, don't deliver the value that they need to deliver to deal with the program issues or deliver information to the program managers. So in that sense, probably one of the real tricks will be to get the right balance between the private sector and taking advantage of what they can offer and the fact that we cannot in the federal government give up the responsibility, because it is basically the government's responsibility to ensure they have accurate information for decision making and reporting to the public. So that will be the balance that we will have to address as we move forward, is getting the right balance so that we basically can deliver the maximum amount for the limited resources that are available to us.
Throughout our conversation, you've talked about the different changes that are taking place. What advice would you give to, say, perhaps a young person interested in a career as a CFO or CIO or even a procurement executive?
Well, first, I would say that having worked both in the private sector and the public sector really does provide a tremendous opportunity for people to work and develop. I will say that the people I've worked with in the federal government are as bright a group of people as I've found anywhere in my career. I would say that sometimes they don't necessarily get the credit that they're due because it's pretty easy to basically perhaps attack a small isolated situation where somebody may be abusing their situation and apply it to the rest of the government. In fact, I think that's not what I found. I think the challenges are tremendous. If people look at the size of our operations, they're big. We are as big as some of the Fortune 500, and you have lots of opportunities to grow, and the satisfactions are enormous. And I will say the opportunities are being great because there are going to be a lot of people retiring in the very near future, and so your chances of success and advancement are great.
Well, Sky, I'm afraid we're out of time. Deborah and I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Sky Lesher, Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Director of the Office of Financial Management in the U.S. Department of Interior. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs, and you can get a transcript of today's interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.